Blog Talk Radio.
Let me tell you about something new. A new show called G's Power.
G's Power.
Real talk for real saints.
Are you ready?
And it's for real.
Welcome to G's Power Hour, live every weekday at 11:30 a.m. on Never Had It So Good Entertainment Network. Your host, G, will bring you informative and entertaining guests and a variety of topics in a way that you can absorb and enjoy. Listen in weekdays and call in at 516-387-1944. We love interaction. All shows can be downloaded if you miss one or found on iTunes the next day. G's Power Hour is powered by Never Had It So Good Sports Media Network.
G's Power Hour.
Yeah.
Well, good morning, brothers and sisters, kings and queens, angels and saints, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to G's Power Hour on Never Had It So Good Entertainment. I am your host, G. Thanks so much for being with us today. And happy Easter. We are in the Easter season for a while, praise the Lord. And hope you all had a blessed weekend, wonderful weekend. Everybody was safe, everybody was well, and everybody was fellowshipping with everybody the best way they could. So we thank you for taking the time this morning and afternoon. So in the midst of all of this, unfortunately, we're still losing people to the coronavirus. And part of that has sparked an initiative by one person who is taking up the cause, and his mission is called Feed the ER, and we have Attorney James Simmons with us this morning to talk a little bit about what that is. Good morning, Mr. Simmons. How are you, sir?
Good morning. Good morning. I'm blessed. I'm highly favored and doing well.
Wonderful. Amen. Praise the Lord. So, Feed the ER, how did this come about? What's your role in it? And tell us what it does, who it serves, and what everybody needs to know.
Well, I'll tell you, about 2 weeks ago now, or almost 3 weeks ago, me and my wife, we were kind of sitting down, actually, you know, going through a bit of a grieving process. Her uncle had passed untimely, obviously, due to COVID-19. And at the time, we were kind of just talking about, you know, how, you know, tragic the events were, the fact that she couldn't go see him because he passed in New Orleans, and they weren't allowing family or relatives to, you know, see him when he was in the hospital. And even when he passed, there were a lot of restrictions on, you know, even being able to celebrate his life. I mean, they limited it to 10 family members. They had to go one at a time to go view the body, things of that nature. And when that happened, I got a phone call from a colleague out in Tampa, and she works for a personal injury law firm that I co-counsel with. And so she starts telling me about a movement that she started to take on, which was called under the hashtag Feed the ER. And so she was basically buying pizzas and, you know, connecting with some local restaurants to show some love and support to the front lines at the ERs in Tampa, just basically because she had a personal connection. One of her sister was a nurse or is a nurse at one of those hospitals. And so she was telling me about this effort in connecting local business restaurant owners with these ERs to provide them meals. And it also did like a dual benefit, because obviously those local restaurant owners were in need of, you know, some orders and be able to kind of keep their lights on by, you know, providing their services. And so as soon as she told me about this, it kind of hit me like a hammer. And I said, I looked at my wife and I said, this is something that we can do to honor the legacy of your uncle. He was a small business owner in New Orleans, you know, built himself up and made a niche in that community. And, you know, it didn't only impact his family when he passed, but it impacted the community as well. And so that is the same kind of message behind this movement, It's to support those local business owners, you know, help them during this, you know, difficult time, and, you know, obviously show some love and support to those folks that are fighting at the ER to kind of, you know, help people get better and eradicate this thing. So we went ahead and kind of championed that cause. I got together with a few local business owners in town, which, you know, they're becoming corporate sponsors, or what we're coining them now, because a lot of them wanted to chip in and, you know, donate money to where they would be providing meals, you know, on a daily basis. Our goal is to do this for 30 days. It's the next 30 days from our talkings with the folks at Advent Health and Orlando Health and some of these other health systems, is that the next 30 days is going to be the peak of the crisis here in Central Florida. And so, you know, kind of getting some R&R and giving them a break and a nice hot meal is something that will definitely benefit and help them kind of charge through the day. And so we started a GoFundMe under the Feed the ER label. We created a website. We started picking up some donations from the general public as well as corporate sponsors. And, you know, basically the system right now is we're linking local restaurants, pizza parlors, food trucks, those types of folks with the different ERs that we've linked with.
I have to commend you for taking on this task, which can prove to be kind of daunting. I want to know, have you been able to kind of get any type of calculation in terms of how many people you really need to impact? But it's not many people that you have impacted now, but how many people really need to impact? Because I know, you know, you're just getting this started and everything, but we need to get the word out there and make sure people know so that they can help. And I'm sure there's a lot more people out there that need to be impacted because they've brought back retired people, bringing them back into the fold to help out with this. So can you talk a little bit about that?
Definitely. So, you know, we have a lofty goal. Like I said, we want to do this for the next 30 days, and we want to reach at least 20 different hospitals here in Central Florida. Now, we have gotten a little bit of outpouring of love and support with some monetary donations that has helped kick this off. But again, we estimate at about an average at each ER is about 50 staff members who are staffing the ER for a given shift. And so for their lunch meals, you know, we need to plan for 50 meals. And so we've kind of averaged it out that it would be about $10 a meal or something like that, or around that number. And so that's why we're saying, even for the GoFundMe, if you go to our website, feedtheer.org, you know, even $5-$10 helps, because it will go towards feeding, you know, one staff member that day. So that's one way you can contribute, either sharing, liking, donating to our page and things of that nature. Or if you would like to volunteer or link a local restaurant or business with us, or, you know, pitch in some of your services. For example, some folks in our corporate sponsors, they may not have anything to do with restaurants or, you know, connecting local restaurants, but like one of them is a web designer, and what he decided to do was provide his web designing resources to create us a website, buy the domains, put together the content, all those kinds of things. We've got a social media marketing consultant who's basically donated her services to promote the organization, you know, shoot it through all the different social media channels, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. And so what I'm getting at is there are folks who we are able to utilize based off of their specific services to help the movement go forward, which may not just be, you know, this person is a restaurateur or whatever. And so if you would like to pitch in or help or work with us, the easiest thing to do is just to shoot us an email, which is donate@feedtheer.org.
So now, also, too, just to put it out there so that we can make sure you get some support, you are a FAMU alum. Can you talk a little bit about, you know, what kind of support you've been receiving and support you need from the alum and how FAMU may have played a role for you?
Yes. And so I went to FAMU Law School here in Orlando, and so I was a 2010 alumnus and very active in the school. I did a lot for the Student Bar Association, which is the law school version of the Student Government Association. And I was the president of that my last year and was pretty much involved in each year throughout my law school tenure there. One of the things that they kind of ingrained in you when you first start at FAMU Law is that the mission statement really hones into giving back to the community when you get your law degree. And I found that very striking because, you know, they know that from that institutional level, they know that one of the major things to continue to support HBCUs and to continue to support the mission of FAMU in general is to give back, you know, provide the resources and the tools that they, you know, have helped you, you know, kind of refine and to obtain so that you can create a path for someone else who is also a minority or also someone who, you know, basically is matriculating through life as well, that could be going through, you know, whatever hardship or whatever need they may have. And so when I was at FAMU, I got a lot of experience with not only their practical programs where you're, you know, interning for the state attorney's office or the public defender's office or guardian ad litem, things like that. But we also did a lot of community service projects like Clean Up Paramore, providing haircuts to some of the children out in the Pine Hills area before school started, you know, providing school, you know, backpacks and stuff and, you know, doing mentorship programs at Jones High School and, you know, a number of things that we did that, like, it just taught me that, you know, no matter how far I get in life, no matter how successful I become, the true fulfillment is when you are able to kind of give back and see someone else shine and kind of get them, you know, to where, you know, they want to be. And so, that's one of the main things that kind of stuck with me. And even when I started promoting this organization on my social media, one of the first people to reach out was, you know, from the communications department at FAMU Law. And Ms. Stephanie Strong, she reached out to me. She said, "Hey, look, let me help you put together a press release. Let me help you get connected with some folks who can spread this message and spread this word, not only because you're FAMU alum, not only because we want to support, you know, that, but for the simple fact that you're doing something that, you know, is part of our mission statement, is something that furthers our goal and, you know, is something that's going to help the community and kind of bring us all together." And so I definitely, you know, felt the support from her and from the school. They've been doing an awesome job at kind of putting out a lot of stuff about this, about our movement and getting people involved. And like I said, I'm very fortunate to be part of the Rattler family.
So we are talking about Feed the ER. We are here with Attorney James Simmons, who is championing this cause because it's near and dear to his heart on a personal level. And we want you to support this cause. So what I'd like for you to do while we're on and beyond is spread the word, do hashtag Feed the ER, that's Feed the ER together, and also hashtag Spread the Love, Not the Virus, hashtag Spread the Love, Not the Virus. The other thing I need you to do right now, because I have posted the page on the G's Power Hour Facebook page, want you to go and donate. They are really short of their goal right now, and I need you to do that. So I need you to go to feedtheer.org or go to my G's Power Hour Facebook page and look for the information because I posted on there, and please make that donation. But we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to come back with Attorney James Simmons. This is G's Power Hour on Never Had It So Good Entertainment, and we will be right back. Okay, we are going to continue. This is G's Power Hour on Never Had It So Good Entertainment. I am your host, G. Thanks so much for being with us today. We are here with Attorney James Simmons of feedtheer.org. And if you have questions for James right now or want some additional information, want to make a comment, the number is 516-387-1944. That is 516-387-1944. Now, taken on, like I said, a kind of a big task because I was noticing when I was looking at your webpage that you it's not just, well, what I consider just vocal in terms of, you know, it's Orlando Health. I'm old school from around here, so it's ORMC. But
yes,
it's not just there, and it's not just Florida Hospital or Advent Health. I got to get in with new lingo here. But you're talking about Volusia County. You're talking about Seminole County, Orange County, Osceola, and I'm sure once this gets rolling, you know, God willing, you'll be able to spread that out. Do you have point persons in each of these areas, or how are you just all managing this from the website? How are you managing this?
So what I did is when I got a core group of folks together who were like, yes, let's move forward, let's do this together, pitch in some money and do this, the first thing I did was I started reaching out to some of the contacts I had at these different hospital systems. As a personal injury attorney, one thing that we have to do is we have to have certain networks or certain contacts in different medical systems so that we can deal with our cases. So for Advent Health in particular, or Orlando Health in particular, I have contacts in their billing department just because they help us negotiating on patient responsibility and their bills and their invoices that they may have, which may be my clients. And so the first thing I did was I reached out to those billing contacts and I said, look, this is what we're doing. Could you forward this along to the right person that's over the emergency department or ICU department or your communications department so that we can try to see if we can bring this to them? That actually spread like wildfire. Those folks did reach out to their higher ups and to the folks that were at the corporate level of those hospital systems, which in turn, with Advent Health, they actually gave us a point person at their main campus off of Rollins Avenue here downtown. And so that individual said, look, what I'm going to do is be the liaison. I'm going to make sure I know which campus has the need, which meal, if it's lunch or dinner, that we can provide them. And he's kind of helping us schedule and organize those things. Same thing with Orlando Health. They've provided us some contact folks to go through so that the main thing is we want to make this a blessing on them or support for them. We don't want to make this a hindrance. Obviously, those folks who are taking care of COVID patients have a lot of time invested in that, and they don't need to spread the resources to have to, stop what they're doing to help us. And so what we wanted to do was find some folks at these systems who could kind of direct us, hey, look, our ER may be fine today because we're getting a donation from, so-and-so, but the ICU unit in Winter Park would love to have you guys. Could you set up your food trucks there? Stuff like that. So the good thing about it is most of these major hospital systems, they're working with us to kind of tell us where the need is, and it's kind of just plug and play at this point. What we're doing is we're reaching out to the local providers or the restaurants in those areas, and we're saying, okay, here's where we need to service. Can we put together 50 meals for such and such day at such and such time?
Okay, so I'm going to be a little nitpicky here right now, but we are talking about supplying food to healthcare workers. And so how much of the focus is on making sure that these, I mean, yeah, getting a meal is great, first of all, first and foremost, but how are we making sure that these meals are healthy and nutritious and have what these people need? Is there anybody monitoring the nutrition of these meals to make sure that, that these healthcare workers are getting the energy boost and the nutrition that they need from these meals?
Yes. So basically, and that's, it's funny that you brought that up, because it's actually something that was a concern that we had to address before we started working with Advent Health. At Advent Health, obviously, the backing behind Advent Health is the Adventist, religion, and their dietary protocols and the things that they follow exclude certain types of food, pork, shellfish, things like that. And so one of the first discussions we had was to make sure that we provided them or linked them with local restaurants that would abide by those types of restrictions. And so their point person at Advent Health is the person over their dietary program. And so what we do, and like our first kickoff event, we used a food truck. It was called the name of it is Jacked Up Vegan. And so it was a vegan food truck. Obviously, he would be able to accommodate those dietary restrictions. But a lot of the food that they made was very, not only healthy, but also high in, different grains and different vitamins and stuff like that. So it was kind of, we were kind of choosing them to start off because we wanted to hit that, what you were just mentioning, that, we're worried about not only giving them a meal, but also giving them something that, is hearty and something that's going to help them, and kind of meet some of those restrictions that some of these hospitals have. Now, some of the systems, they're a little bit more lax. They're like, well, whatever you can do will help, even if you send us, a few boxes of pizza or what have you. But again, most of the folks that we're working with are local restaurants that can vary up their menus. And so the next part of, what we had to start doing was scheduling some of these meal drop-offs in advance. And so what we're doing with that is when we organize, what dates that folks are going to be getting deliveries, we're also sending them menus ahead of time so that they can kind of determine what they would rather have, or if, they would like to forego on that person's menu and pick another group, what have you. So that way, we're not just, sending whatever their way.
Okay, good. I'm glad to hear that. So talk a little bit. You said you had some sponsors. I know you definitely need more sponsors, but who jumped on the bandwagon first? Who are your sponsors right now that have stepped up and said, yeah, we're going to do this?
So we have Dr. Lenny Rollman. He's out with Wellspring Health. He's got about three clinics, which are chiropractic physical therapy clinics here in town, mostly in Seminole County. And so he was our first sponsor. I gave him a call. He jumped on it right away. Mainly, he had a personal story as well. He had two daughters that were in quarantine because they had been at a hospital where COVID was at, and they were just being extra cautious for his daughters. And so, there was a little bit of time where he didn't get to be with them, and obviously that had an impact on him. And he said, you know what, I want to get involved because not only because of that situation, but as a physical therapist, chiropractic medical provider, he relies on the ER a lot with patients and referrals and things of that nature. So he wanted to give back. So he was one of the first. We have Allie McCarroll, whose company is Allie Mac Consulting. she actually does my social media marketing. And when I was talking to her about this idea, she said, you know what, I want to jump in head first as well, put my company out there as well, and donate our services to do this. And so she was the next one. We have Auxilia, which is a web design company that I mentioned earlier. Their owner, Preston Tour, he had a website created for us. We had bought the domains, and he had done the content, made it very clean, and is helping us track the donations and things of that nature. And our other organizer, which is the last one, was is Oceans Medical Group. They're an orthopedic group who kind of said, look, you know, we service Winter Park area and some of the other areas in town, and that Advent Orlando Health System is very important to them as well. And so that's why they wanted to kind of start sponsoring some of these meals. So those are the main core group. But we have sponsors that come in every day that say, hey, look, I just want to sponsor, you know, ORMC because my mom passed there last year, and this is, you know, this hospital has a soft spot in my heart, so I'd like to give them a meal. And we have folks who have stepped up and done that as well. And so for corporate sponsorships, just to put that information out there, we are looking for a minimum of $500. That is the average or estimated amount that is paying for the per meal at the different locations. And what we do with that is once we get that donation, we'll schedule that. We'll be able to, you know, obviously the hospital system and our group would be shooting out social media thank yous and letting the public know of your generosity, things of that nature. And, you know, obviously you'd be helping your community.
Okay, good. We are here with Attorney James Simmons. The number is 516-387-1944. We're talking about Feed the ER, which is a way to make sure that our medical staff during this time of the coronavirus is sustained with a good, nutritious meal and can go forward. We wanted to ask you, well, I'm going to take an early break, and then I'm going to come back, and I'm going to ask you about you and how this is impacting you, and we'll get more into that in a minute. This is G's Power Hour on Never Had It So Good Entertainment, and we will be right back. Power Hour on Never Had It So Good Entertainment. I am your host, G. Thanks so much for being with us today. We are talking about Feed the ER. It is an organization developed to serve our medical community locally during this time of the COVID-19 virus, wanting to make sure that they are healthy and sustained with a good meal, a nutritious meal, as they continue laboring, you know, for us, for our loved ones. Wanted to ask you, we're here with Attorney James Simmons, who is the champion of this group, and wanted to find out how this is affecting you, I guess, a little bit on a personal level. We talked a little bit about the loss of a family member. I also wanted to talk about, I know some things have changed in your industry a little bit because there's, from my understanding, is fewer people on the road, fewer accidents. Mm-hmm. And all that type of stuff. How is your industry being affected? And then how also to talk about how you're personally being affected, your family and all that.
Yeah. So you hit it on the head. I mean, in personal injury, it's weird to talk like this, but I mean, for personal injury attorneys and a lot of medical providers who, you know, solely deal in personal injury patient care, you know, we're all taking a pretty significant hit right now because of the fact that there aren't as many cars on the road. There's not as many people, you know, in the stores, obviously, for claims with slip and falls and different premises liability actions. Those are dropping. And, you know, a lot of us, and I've actually spoken to folks in different firms and different places, which we're all kind of feeling the same kind of sting, is, you know, intakes are down 40% to 60%, which I'll tell you, for personal injury attorneys, you know, you see the commercials, we don't get paid until we resolve the case. And so a lot of that has been, which it's true for most of personal injury attorneys, we work on contingency, we don't work on hourly fees. And so what that means is, you know, some of us, we're getting through this hard time right now because we've got cases in the pipeline that were, you know, signed 6 months or a year ago. And so a lot of us are going to be feeling this even more so 6 months from now, when we look back and we saw that we didn't sign as many cases in March, April, May, what have you. It's going to kind of reverberate. And so, that's one of the things that we were kind of looking at, even as a group, you know, with my firm and the firm out in Tampa. We said, look, you know, right now we're able to sustain and we're able to kind of give back, and we should do that in hopes that, you know, we kind of get through this time period and make up for it, you know, down the road. Mm-hmm. Now, even with the medical providers, kind of like I mentioned, it's hitting them too, for the simple fact that, you know, there may be cases that you have ongoing, but your clients are worried about going to the doctor's office to get their physical therapy or get their treatments because they don't want to be exposed to COVID-19. Obviously that's a huge risk, but, mm-hmm. you know, and it's going to have
the copay.
Or you
know,
don't,
I mean,
exactly. Yes.
Yeah. I mean, that is something as basic as that. It's like food, gas, copay, you know, just some, for some people it's down to just that, you know.
Mhm. Yeah. And I'll tell you, it's you know, so it's from, you know, it hits every level.
Over
and
the past
so,
60 years, Dove Beauty Bar's superior formula has remained unchanged. But when it comes to beauty, everything changed. Together, we redefined beauty. We said no to stereotypes and yes to every type. We let go of judgments and embraced what makes us unique. We're proud to have been there with you, caring for you every step of the way. Here's to the next 60 years.
Welcome back to G's Power Hour. I've never had it so good entertainment. I am your host, G. Sorry about that. We're still working out some technical kinks, I think, from last week. So we are here with Attorney James Simmons of Feed the ER. And we were talking about the impact of dealing with this pandemic on him personally and professionally. So I'm sorry. Go ahead.
And yeah. So yeah. I mean it definitely has affected us on a business level. Personally, you know, I've got two little ones at home. I've got a 5-year-old and a 1-year-old, and you know, they're running up the walls. You know, they're pretty, you know, my 5-year-old, he's pretty active. He does jujitsu and soccer and, you know, a bunch of different, you know, obviously school and stuff like that. And, you know, having to trim that down to nothing, and most of the stuff we're doing at the house, he's kind of running crazy. But I will say that a silver lining or a blessing that has come from this is the fact that we're having more communication with family. You know, we're doing more things on FaceTime or, you know, Facebook portal, stuff like that, with grandma, grandpa, aunts and uncles. And so, I mean, they are getting, you know, and we're getting some more time to kind of sit down with them and teaching the boy, you know, how to read and going through his first couple sentences and stuff like that. So we're managing the lockdown, but like I said, I mean, it's definitely had an impact on folks financially, and you know, just looking out for the prospect. Obviously, I'm a small business owner myself, mm-hmm. in my second year of business, And so they always tell you the first 2 years of your business are going to be the hardest. And I'm looking at it like, man, my second year had a pandemic in it. So I just know that there's a ton of folks who are in the same boat or worse positions than myself. And that's why I'm not, kind of throwing a pity party. It's more so I rather, band together with folks who are in the same kind of situation and, fight forward and get through this thing.
You know, and I understand what you're saying, because it's not like I wouldn't wish this on my worst enemy, but at the same time, it's kind of like resetting the GPS. It's like the recalculating, kind of having to maybe find a different direction to get to whatever your goal was, or maybe even changing the goal, it has forced a lot of us to pause, because sometimes some of us, and I'm there, get a little bit too busy and you kind of need to refocus on a lot of stuff. So yep. I hear you, definitely. So you're talking about also too getting with like-minded people and sharing stories and everything. So I'm sure you've gotten a lot of support also from your legal community in terms of Feed the ER.
Yes. And so there have been, and that's the cool thing about this movement. It's kind of shown me that no matter what your perception may be about a certain person or a certain company, we all have a common goal, or we all have a core set of values that, kind of harkens back to just being, a good person. And so folks that you would think is a competitor or somebody that you're looking at as, you guys are haggling over the same business. I mean, at the end of the day, I've had other personal injury attorneys reach out to me. I've had, attorneys that are of counsel for certain businesses reach out to me and say, hey, look, we see what you're doing. This is a great idea. I just pitched this to my Rotary Club so that we can, pitch in and do something together with my firm and the Rotary Club. Or, I'm of counsel for this group, and I'm going to take this to our next business meeting on Zoom to talk to them about, being a corporate sponsor. Those kinds of things is remarkable, because it's, these are folks that typically we either are on opposite sides, or we're kind of going after the same, clientele. And, instead of, kind of looking at those differences, we're looking at, well, look, what home do we have to go back to, or what business do we have to go back to when all this stuff passes or we get over it, if we don't do anything about it during the crisis. So the legal community has been awesome.
That's good. I want to, again, give everybody the hashtags, and the website is called hashtag Feed the ER. Also, hashtag spread the love, not the virus. Also, the website is feedtheer.org, feedtheer.org. We really need you to go. There is a button where you can, where it says donate now, and there is a goal, and you'll see that. And I would like to see maybe that bar move a little bit while we're on the show right now. So, but if you can't do it right now, because we know everybody is sacrificing in some way, shape, or form. But like we said, a $10 donation would help. And so do what you can do, but please support this. So have you gotten any feedback, James, from the medical community so far?
Yeah. So, the cool thing about it is we've done a couple events last week that were, we had some of the hospital staff either come out to help take the food inside. Obviously, we don't want to have any of the folks, having to be close to each other. They typically, the staff, what they want to do is have individualized plated meals so that they can get their food and kind of isolate and go eat in peace. And so, you know, but we do have folks who come out and they help, you know, load a tray or load, you know, a cart to take the food in. And, you know, some of them will come out and they'll take some photos with us in their communications department so that they can kind of spread the love and share the message. And everyone has been telling us how much they really appreciate, you know, not only the food and being able to have a meal, but the fact that someone thought about them. You know, we send them a personalized kind of message to be disseminated through their department about, you know, how much they mean to us and, you know, the work that they're doing, how vital it is for us. And you know, they just, you know, they've really taken to that. I've seen where ER nurses have jumped on and followed our page, and they're starting to share things and saying, hey, look, you know, please donate so that they can come back, things like that. So, I mean, it's really taken on, and you know, I'm really excited about, you know, that we are making a difference.
The number is 516-387-1944. That is 516-387-1944. If you want to talk to Attorney James Simmons in regards to Feed the ER. So now you said you have a goal of, was it 50 days, I think it was?
30 days. Now, obviously, if we can, you know, our goal, it's lofty. You know, we're trying to get to 150 grand to be able to service all 20 ERs. Now, obviously, we're doing it, you know, with that goal in mind, and we're pushing forward as long as we can. So if we can extend it beyond 30 days, that would be optimal for us, because obviously we know, you know, the peak of the crisis will be within the next 30 days, but it's still going to be going on, you know, well into May and June. And so if we are able to kind of extend this a little bit further, we would love to do that.
And I know you were talking about volunteers, and I know you were talking about, I guess it is kind of a delicate situation trying to get people to come together to volunteer, but at the same time keep that safe social distancing, as they talk about. But what type of volunteers would you need right about now?
And like, mainly it would be stuff that we're looking more for that you could do from home. And a lot of it would be either helping us schedule and connect different local restaurants with these hospitals, sending out sponsorship letters, you know, things like that where you don't have to actually be physically at the ER location. A lot of times what we're doing is, once we get the local restaurant linked with the hospital, they're going to work out where they want the deliveries and all that kind of stuff with the vendor. And so there's not going to really need to be any boots on the ground, so to speak. And that's the reason why I kind of took to this was a way that we could give back without having to expose someone to getting sick. You know, so it's really going to be folks who want to be involved to do some logistical things.
So like you were saying, for example, you had someone that said, oh, I'm taking this back to my Rotary Club. So the main thing right now would be a lot of the organizations that would normally be trying to do something on their own in the community, fraternities, sororities, and other types of community and civic organizations, maybe getting this out to some of, and when I say your, I'm talking about the audience, some of your organizations. If you're looking for ways to help, this would be one of them, and then just maybe getting everybody to pitch in the $10 or whatever it is and contributing to this cause, because we know that, it, you know, outside of the county, I mean, we talked about the counties, we talked about the ERs, but there are, and we were talking about trying to, number one, develop a consistent supply for the ones that have already been identified. But then possibly, in addition, help some of those beyond
what's currently being reached right now. And I may be misspeaking for you, but that's my kind of my understanding right now. Is that correct?
Right, right. And I'll tell you, even, like I said, we have one local catering company who, you know, he said, hey, could you send me your sponsorship letter? I'd like to get it to some of the companies that we work with that used to do that used to do a bunch of orders for us, just to, so that we can show them, hey, look, you know, you guys have, you know, you built some sort of wing at Advent Health. This is a way you can give back to your client by pitching in to this organization. Or, you know, I work with these folks who do pharmaceuticals, and their pharmaceutical marketing reps, you know, always provide lunches to, you know, folks at Advent Health or Orlando Health. And, you know, now they're not working, or they're not, or that budget is not being used because of social distancing. You know, why don't we reach out to them and see if they want to put toward that, some of that budget towards Feed the ER, so that they could still, you know, be part of that, you know, not only part of the movement, but also kind of letting their clients or their folks that they work with know, hey, we're still supporting you, even though we can't see you, you know, because they will get recognition for their donation with the hospital systems. And so you're exactly right. What we're trying to do is use people's networks, you know, groups, organizations, whoever's is willing to pitch in and you know, basically, you know, help this move forward. So, like I said, that, you know, there's different ways you can help without having to do anything physically with the actual, you know, deliveries of the food.
All right. We are talking Feed the ER, hashtag Feed the ER. We are talking feedtheer.org. If you didn't get it, we're talking Feed the ER. I'm here with Attorney James Simmons, who is championing this cause. And this is G's Power Hour on Never Had It So Good Entertainment. If you have questions, the number is 516-387-1944. That is 516-387-1944. Going to take a break, I think, and we'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Tim Garrison. You may know me as Timmy G. Yeah, I know. It's been 2 decades, but I want you to know I'm back in the yard with you. And I've got a mix of music that can help you relax and chill out. It's smooth. It's relaxing. It's chill out jazz. The soulful mix of smooth jazz, soul, and smooth R&B. So join me every Wednesday night, 10 p.m. to midnight, on KHAM Radio.
Are you chillin'?
This is Douglas Dobbs of Dobbs Cremation and Funeral Service. We have served the Central Florida community for 29 years with quality funeral and cremation services. Honoring all religions and faiths, we have been here for many grieving families. Whether it's a complete funeral service with a burial or a simple, dignified cremation, Dobbs Cremation and Funeral Service is here for you. Located at 430 North Kirkman Road at the 408 Expressway, Dobbs Cremation and Funeral Service, 407-578-7720. Dobbs, dedicated to serving our families.
Good afternoon, and welcome back to G's Power Hour on Never Had It So Good Entertainment. I am your host, G. Thanks so much for being with us today. Tomorrow on G's Power Hour, we are bringing back Dr. Harvey Wolf Kushner, who is our expert on homeland security, going to talk about the impact on homeland security of this coronavirus right now. Wednesday, we are going to have Candace on, who's usually on today, Candace Thomas, our licensed hair care professional extraordinaire. Thursday, we've got, you know, it's third Thursday and third Friday coming up, so you know we have our Tech Thursday guru, Burton Kelso, and Friday, we have Friday in the Garden with Robert Bowden of Harry P. Lou Gardens here in Central Florida. But right now we're going back to Attorney James Simmons of the Simmons Law Group, and he is championing the cause Feed the ER. And so what is it most that you want people to understand about the dire need for supporting this cause?
Well, it's twofold. The main thing is, one, you know, we want to support those individuals on the front lines in not only the ERs, but the ICUs, the testing centers, urgent cares that are dealing with some of the people that are in their worst moment in their life. You know, they're seeing patient after patient who either has been diagnosed with COVID or has the perception of having COVID, but they are unable to test. And, you know, not only are they exposing themselves to the risk of catching the virus, but they're exposing their family. They're sacrificing a lot to fight this virus and help us. And so one of the main things that if anybody's worked in the healthcare system, they know that, you know, these folks that are in these departments, they're running nonstop. I mean, it's hard for them to stop and get a bite to eat or get something to drink because there's another buzzer going off or there's another, you know, trauma that just walked in or something that's going on. And so, you know, they're on overload right now. And, you know, that's one of the main things that we want to do is show that, you know, they need some support. They need some time to recharge and you know, be able to continue the good work. And then the other main goal is for the simple fact that, you know, there are some local businesses who, you know, this order can help them pay their light bill or this order can help them put food on their own table so that they can make it to the next week or they can make it to the next month. Because like some of the vendors that we worked with last week, they saw their orders going from three events a week or six events a week to zero. And, you know, when you can't pay your overhead, you know, your business goes right with it. And so that's the main thing I want folks to get from this is it is a movement that starts from the community level, and it's going to reverberate all the way through to the folks who are providing care to your mom, your dad, your brother, your neighbor.
All right. So give one last time the information so that people can reach out, any ways that they can support, any ways they can get more information. Can you give all of that now?
Yes. So if you want to get involved, the easiest way would be to go to feedtheer.org. That's just like it's spelled, feedtheer.org. Or they can reach out to us via email. That's donate@feedtheer.org. And, you know, they can also give us a call at 407-454-3000.
407-454-3000. Attorney James Simmons, thank you so much for being with us today. Really appreciate you taking the time and, you know, keep us posted in terms of how things are going. Really would appreciate that.
I definitely will. Thank you. Thank you so much for providing us this opportunity. And I love the show and I love the message. So I really, you know, am grateful that you reached out.
And let's both thanks to Stephanie.
Yes, she is awesome.
she is hardworking, and we really appreciate her getting the information to me about this because this is definitely needed right now. So really, really appreciative to Stephanie, and God bless you and your family during this time, and stay strong, please. Stay safe. Be well.
Same to you, ma'am. God bless you. Thank you.
And thank you all for listening. We'll talk with you tomorrow. This has been G's Power Hour on Never Had It So Good Entertainment. Have a very blessed day, and please remember, all real power comes from God. Take care.